I didn't see it, but I saw everyone in the chat talking about it.
Which Ginsburg?
Andrew.
Andrew Ginsburg?
We'll save the rest of that conversation for the Patreon.
Wait, but the fucking beat poet? Okay.
Welcome to the Buff Boys Podcast. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman with our guest, New Jersey's own, the official Jersey scumbag, Brian Whoa. St. John.
Hello, thanks for having me, boys.
Yeah, whenever we do Comedy Fight Club in Jersey, Brian closes out the shows as the official New Jersey scumbag.
Bryman, how did you get that kind of nickname?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened.
You didn't do the old essay on someone, did you?
Nobody at Comedy Fight Club.
Whoa.
There's no women at Comedy Fight Club.
Yeah, Matt does have a very strong no girls allowed stance.
Yes.
Where do you live in New Jersey?
I'm in Jersey City.
What's the address?
It's 170 North 6th Street.
Yeah. Cool. What are the last four digits of your social?
And you still doing the show at Nucky's?
Yeah, we're running tomorrow. Yeah.
Every Thursday?
Not every Thursday. Once a month. Yeah.
Okay. That's all you need, dude. Yeah. That's all you need.
It's enough. Yeah. You know? I'm a busy guy.
Who are people trying to impress? Oh, I'm doing comedy every night.
Yeah.
Get a life, dude.
For real.
Yeah.
You know? Fuck. Fall in love. Kiss a woman, dude.
Yeah.
There's a whole fucking life out there. Aside from just like, I got to put my name in that bucket, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to put my name in that bucket. The rush of telling people things I thought of. That's all comedy.
You know what
really
I do? I go to open mics. I take the little slips of paper and I write jokes on them.
You know what I would do? I would
my take, office.
I would when people put their name in a bucket, I would take that name out and say, you know what? I'm actually doing you a favor.
Yeah, you probably would be.
Every
you probably saved a lot of lives.
Except then they just stay there the whole open mic and don't get up.
Well, then they got the greatest promotion of all: the move up to audience.
Yeah,
it doesn't get much better than that.
They got to watch live stand up comedy.
Their most liked person at Grove 34.
Nice. Is that your home club?
Grove 34. yes, I love Grove 34. Please book me.
Nice, dude. Well, we just had Scott Hall on. I'm sure he'll put you on as soon as he finds out.
I've been
as soon as he finds out your podcast Eskimo Brothers. You know? That's when you're both the guests on the same podcast.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, I am...
It's like this New York lingo. We don't get down in Jersey, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm podcast Eskimo Brothers, you know, with Moshe Kasher. Because we both did the Joe Rogan Experience.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both plugging our sets at the Punchline. We're like, come on through. We're going to be in San Francisco. Rogan was like, whoa, that's crazy. I'm like, shut up, you little fucking bitch, dude. Imagine being like, I want to tell jokes, but I also want to be seen as a tough guy. Like, what a fucking, like, what an identity crisis, right? Yeah. You really have to be one of, like, hey, I'm basically, I have Navy SEAL training. But also, I have a very obscure view of the world that I have to fucking be humorous.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No,
the Buff Boys podcast.
Yes.
But, like, I mean, like, come on, man. That's clearly ironic, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what makes it. Oh, no, that's also what makes it funny is because he fucking feels it, dude. But then it's like, they don't know what to believe. Is it like an ironic or a non-ironic
thing? He thinks he's ripped because he's the most ripped guy in his apartment.
Well, he's the most ripped guy in New Jersey comedy.
That's true.
But like,
yeah,
what is that?
True.
Yeah, I mean,
now that the situation's back in prison,
yeah.
Who is that Jersey Shore guy that was doing stand up?
Vinny, he still does.
He was in that car accident. It was awful. He got T-boned.
I didn't know
off the turn, off the turnpike.
He's doing the podcast now with Sienna
Hubert
Ross.
Really?
Yeah, does a podcast with Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
Did you know that chick's black?
I don't know who that is.
Sienna Hubert Ross? She's like this chick that doesn't look black, but she's fucking black.
Yeah, a picture?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Matt has a bunch of pictures on his phone.
Oh, yeah. It's actually my phone suite.
Yeah.
It's my
I don't know why the eyes are blacked out.
Yeah.
He has a little cut here thing on the. I don't get it. Yeah. I don't know, Matt. I don't know.
In the corner, it says she's black.
We're going to get that in post.
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
That's trying to straighten the hair on a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what clubs do you work at?
I don't work at any clubs, dude.
That's the way to fucking do it, baby. Yeah.
I'm like Mark Maron in Jersey, dude.
You do dojo, don't you, sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah.
I love the dojo, man.
Yeah.
Who books you on that?
I'm like Mike, the owner. He's a nice guy.
Mike's awesome. You should also hit up Vic Cedeno.
I know Vic.
He's a good guy.
Vic's cool.
Vic was the first guy. We got to get him on the pod.
Yeah.
He's an actual buff boy.
Yeah.
Matt hates,
be buffer than Matt.
Matt hates
he might
it when
buffer,
actual buff boys
shit,
are on
yeah.
the show.
He I'm might be buffer than Matt.
I, but I... I booked Anthony Greco, who's a bodybuilder.
Yeah. Matt, in his mind, thought he was buffer than Anthony.
Until the
third party reviews started.
That was more of a wrestling
in.
Thing than a comedy
yeah.
thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Matt was like, I'm the strongest there is, brother. And then Anthony Greco was like, damn, it's kind of hot in here. One layer. We were like, all right, dude. 10,000 subscribers. Dude.
Yeah.
That's who we got to get back on, Anthony.
I would get Vic Cedeno on.
Yeah, or don't be nervous, yeah. dude.
I'm not that intimidated by him.
Vic was one of the first people I met in New Jersey. I was, you know True Dance?
You had a little, I know True Dance. Okay. I got a good True Dance story.
Do you know him in a carnal sense?
In a carnal sense?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means a biblical sense.
Carnal means this.
Yeah, carnal means sex, dude.
I didn't know that.
No, you can tell the True Dance story on the regular episode.
Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah. Whoa, interesting. He's a doctor. Careful.
Wait, isn't he a chiropractor?
You know what?
I think he's a lawyer.
No, he did study kinesio. So he's like a health practitioner. He would always like test stuff out on me.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
So he would always be like, hey, you know, can I just see something? And like at one point, like he was like, lie on your back. And I was like, all right, dude, you better fucking do this. And he took my leg and he was like kind of like rotating my foot. And he was like, did you roll your ankle? And I was like, damn, dude, I rolled my ankle like, you know, I'm always rolling my ankle. Yeah. I roll my ankle left and fucking right. But I was like, yeah, I rolled my ankle like a month ago. And he was like, yeah, it seems a little displaced. Hold on. And he did a movement and it like I got like this little pop.
Did it work?
And it felt good. And I was like, holy shit, I had like a full range of motion. So sick. I mean, he works, dude. So
shout out True Dance, dude.
Yeah, shout out True Dance. He would always, take care of. I mean, he took care of me. He was a good roommate, you know, for my first year in Jersey, especially for moving from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Where did you live in Jersey?
I lived in Bloomfield.
Oh, really?
Isn't that fucking suburban?
Yeah, it's
isn't that deliciously suburban?
You and True Dance over a coffee shop in Bloomfield.
Two guys who would just like do nothing but smoke weed,
yeah.
like the entirety of New Jersey. All we ever did in that place, we would smoke weed and watch The Sopranos, and every time Tony Soprano mentioned Bloomfield, because as you know he did a route in Bloomfield, we'd be like, ah, fucking Bloomfield. And every time like they were like driving around and it looked like New Jersey-ish, we were like, ah, look at that.
Oh, that's the turnpike. Yeah. Oh, great.
Jersey comedy was cool because it's very easy to advance, like very quickly.
Yeah, and then you come here and then
yeah,
you
and
get
then you come
stuck
here
forever.
And you're just nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd rather be fucking nothing than a god of Jersey, I'll tell you that.
I like being a god of Jersey.
You do? Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to insult the state in front of the two patrons of it. My yes. God,
I'm the official Jersey scumbag.
Yeah,
nice,
dude.
Do you know who you're
dude.
Talking to?
Yeah, I'm a fucking
dude. Valentine's Day 4 years ago, I'm with my ex girlfriend. We're getting ready for like to go out to dinner.
Nice.
And Tito, you know Tito.
Oh right? Yeah.
Yeah. He hits me up. I'm living in Newark at the time. He's in the area. He wants to rip off True Dan's for like a pound of weed. Yeah. Like, because True Dan's, well, like, just like thinks Tito's cool, so he'll pay four times what he should.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. So Tito's like, can I please use your apartment? I'm like, I'm getting ready for dinner. It's Valentine's Day. Make it quick. True Dance comes in. I go in the living room, Tito, rip him off in there. True Dance, getting dressed in my bedroom. Just, door's closed, just opens the door. We're both naked to say hello.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then we're like, hey, man. And he just stands there and's like, hey, what's up? Are you going up anywhere?
Now he's just having a conversation.
He's very casual about that, yeah. man. You can't have boundaries with that guy. I remember, I
didn't know he's a chiropractor. I
yeah, no, he took care of it, dude. It was funny. He's,
he looks so spry nowadays.
Yeah. He would be on like all those like dating apps. And sure. He would just like connect with, like, he would pay for like the premiums and just like, you know, do that.
Yeah.
Do the premium.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You could stretch out that thumb.
And so just like, it's really like swipe. But he'd always like bring girls back the apartment. And one time he like brought this girl back and she was in his room and I was in the kitchen. I was like, oh, it looks like it's going well. You know, you're getting well. I was like, he's like, I'm not feeling it with her. She's kind of dumb. Whatever.
She's kind of dumb.
And she comes
his
out
name
of
is True Dance yeah. with a Z.
She comes
with the Z, with the Z.
She comes out of
Bluefield. She's a dummy.
She comes out of his room and she was like, all right, I'm gonna get out of here. And then she just like she heard like the whole thing. She heard him talking shit. She also like made. He also made her like chill in the living room with me for like an hour. He's like, I got.
That's what I can't imagine. Like, bringing a girl home to Bloomfield and then you're just on the couch.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. Yeah,
I just stare at the TV. TV's not on.
Damn, it was. I've always just lived with like fucking like you know. An eclectic group of men. So like it was that.
Well, you like being the king of your shitty apartment.
I like
being the king of New Jersey comedy.
Yeah, well, yeah. I like you know what,
I like being the most ripped man in Jersey comedy.
We all have our thing.
I like being just like, if I could be a guy, I'd be like that guy on the couch from Half-Baked, you know?
What kind of guy would you want to be?
What kind of guy?
Yeah, let's go. What kind of guy do you want to be, Joe? The guy on the couch?
The guy on the couch, dude.
Just the guy on the couch.
Guy on the couch hosting a pod.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this, dude. Dreams come true.
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
You did it.
Oh, man.
When did you moved out of here during COVID?
Right before 2019.
From the
Jersey
West Coast.
To New York.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Got a good year or two of getting my cock sucked in New York that fucking pandemic, dude.
Yeah,
I remember thinking like, damn, like what am I doing in New York? I could literally just be anywhere and have the same experience because I'm just in my fucking house all the time. I'm like, damn, I could be like anywhere, you know?
Yeah,
I was thinking about it, but then like I was also like, I don't want to. But then I'd look out my window and I'd see New York. You know, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm here, though.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still here. Like, I go walk outside, and I'm in New York, whereas if I move to Kansas, I walk outside, I'm in the middle of a fucking cornfield.
Yeah, you're still not going outside.
Yeah, it's like, okay, cool. And, like, we all knew it was going to end eventually. It wasn't going to, I did not think we were going to be in, like, some, like, dystopia where everyone's, like, living in a dome.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, we're getting there.
What was that? What was that HBO show that was the video game? Last of Us.
Oh, Last of Us, yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, look how everyone is like, okay, well, we're not falling for that shit again. Like, people get less susceptible to it every fucking time they do something.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, it is.
Anyone wearing a mask or getting vaccines and boosters is gay.
That is insane.
Yeah.
I don't think they could, like, do that again where they're like, okay, we need everyone to quarantine again. I don't think they would do it again.
It's got to be at least, like, 20, 30 years before they can try and pull
I don't think
that.
They'll do that again, but they're doing new shit all the time. Like
what?
The TikTok ban, right? Which, like,
oh, yeah, everyone signed
we're
it.
All bitter older comics who missed the TikTok train. So, like, we're all like, yeah, fuck TikTok, fuck Chinese people, right?
Yeah.
We don't care. But the TikTok ban built into it is, like, banning whatever the government doesn't want on the internet. So they don't want you seeing, they don't want the youth seeing videos of what's going on, like, say, Israel or whatever, right? So that's just the Patriot Act part, too. We already fell for the Patriot Act.
You mean, Hamas causing Israel to have to fight to defend themselves?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
What's up with that? Hey, have you seen this shit about how, like, they're finding doctors in Gaza that were, like, handcuffed because, like, Israel fucking handcuffed them and then fucking shot the doctors that are trying to help people?
I haven't seen it, but I believe
that's crazy, dude.
I hope they don't get Trudan's.
That's
my
crazy.
Favorite doctor.
Trudan's goes to Israel. Goes to Gaza as a doctor without borders. He's twisting people's ankles.
Yeah, just trying to make sure no one has fucking rolled ankles.
Yeah.
Well, fleeing for their lives that no one rolls their ankles.
Selling an eighth of weed for $100.
Yeah.
Damn, really? God, he got ripped off, man. I guess that's what you need to do to get...
Wait, is that? I just saw the thing that, like, Biden banned TikTok, but they, like, the people who own it would have to sell.
The owners are Chinese. They would have to sell to, like, Zuckerberg or something.
Yeah, they're saying they either have to sell to an American company or they're going to ban in the U.S.
Okay,
no,
so
they're
how,
just like... people are just going to find work. There's always
going to
be a work.
That's the thing with the internet. There's always going to be... some other version. I mean, if anything, the people who like
and
have
there
a
already is like Instagram just did whatever TikTok did.
But there are people who have like a big following on TikTok that haven't been able to translate it over to like Instagram
for
and
sure.
other things.
Yeah.
And it will be fun to see them not be able to get an audience on do stand up. It's terrible anyway.
Yeah, I have a friend who's like just like monetizes TikTok. He's making good money. He's
so long, bitch.
Yeah, get a
real, get a job at McDonald's. Get a fucking be a fucking loser.
Your name in that fucking bucket.
Yeah, how dare you find. How dare you get paid for something you enjoy and you're good at, dude?
Yeah.
That other people enjoy.
Yeah, this is fucking America, dude. You gotta do something you hate.
Yeah.
That does suck, dude. America does suck, dude. Death to America.
Death to America.
Death to America for sure, dude.
That's just so funny.
Yeah.
Like college, like out of college, you're chanting Death to America.
Yeah, dude. How could you not?
I just saw a thing with a bunch of girls dancing in the middle of, like, campus at Columbia, and... then it was just like on the bottom. It's like they're doing this for Palestine.
Nice, dude. Good for them.
Yeah.
Spray water. That's what they want in Palestine.
Yeah.
Whoa, they got to grow up, dude.
Wait. So what's the other thing? How are they going to ban other things on the internet?
Because like it built into the bill. I'm reading headlines here, but like built into the bill, there's like it gives them the power. It's not just the TikTok ban. It's like we can ban foreign entities from like foreign posts, content from other countries.
Okay, so then, yeah.
That could manipulate the minds of young Americans.
Oh, right.
So,
dude,
like, if a Palestinian kid is, like, posting some fucked up shit that happened on the street,
Or someone in Russia or Ukraine post something, being like, look at what these American missiles did to my village.
Yeah.
And America's like,
No, we can't have that.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Who cares, dude?
You can't have a Clorox ad after that.
They just need to, then America just needs to create a better app than TikTok if they want people to stop using it, dude.
Yeah.
That's all they got to do. But like, there's like, they can't because TikTok's the great. Now, if they had.
Is it the greatest?
Here's what they need to do, dude. They need to, if America, if you really want people off TikTok, you basically got to make a new TikTok, American based, and here's the twist, include porn.
That's the, if Pornhub had reels, imagine the funny shit we would post.
Pornhub reels would be awesome.
The other night, you know those ashtrays outside of bars, like the long skinny thing? I stuck my dick in one of those and peed.
Classic.
Nice. If I could post that on Pornhub and share it to all my friends.
You porn shorts?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's just guys with tiny dicks.
Yeah, because tiny dicks are funny. Yeah.
That's why
pissing in public's funny.
That's why people are still like, that's why, like, you know, Threads never really picked up the way they wanted to, because Threads did not have pornography, and Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is
nothing
accessible.
But porn now.
Yeah,
nothing but porn.
Yeah,
which is cool. I just cleaned up my Twitter.
What did you do?
I like basically searched in like slurs in my.
Yeah, that's. I don't understand keeping like your old tweets around.
Yeah, there's
like
app,
apps that you like, delete them after, like, every.
I don't want to have to pay for it though.
Do you have to pay for it?
No,
I've been deleting
apps,
everything.
There's apps that you don't have to pay for. That I deleted everything that was like 6 months ago and further back is all gone.
Because of all of your like anti-Asian fucking posts during COVID.
All of my pro Israel stuff.
Dude, I'm going to kill you, fucking wet market, fucking piece of shit, dude. Fucking watch out, Kook. You won't be able to fucking hide in the rice paddy with Matt Maron.
I want everyone to see how I've supported and been against Israel every 6 months for the last 20 years.
Depending on whichever girl I was into at the time.
I've been a free Palestine ever since the timeless bit where a guy says like, hey, I saw a Free Palestine bumper, and I went, I'll take it. Classic, huh?
Is that West Coast humor, dude?
It's a fucking it hits, dude. Isn't that cool?
You think Jews would be okay with it? They like anything free.
there's like one of two old men, the two old uncles you become. Either like the old liberal uncle who's like a, you know, like a fucking Jerry Garcia, fucking, you know, granola hippie type uncle, or just like the fucking conservative.
Yeah,
like,
you're either Ben or Jerry.
Yeah, I love, I'm both, dude. But then there's also like the conservative where it's like support the troops, even though they never served in the military.
Never would.
I kind of want to be that guy.
Yeah.
That's a fun guy to be.
I'm fighting the urge to listen to country music every day.
A make pretend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I do love country music, but I don't. I don't care about like the troops or anything. But I do love when. But I do love in country songs where they shoehorn in like pro military stuff.
Yeah.
The best one ever, Chicken Fried, Zac Brown Band, I like my chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, and then there's a whole long bridge that are like, we need to support the men who gave their lives and sacrificed. The bridge and the song is like the support the ones who died, the ones who gave their life, so we don't have to sacrifice the things we love the most, like our chicken fried. And it goes right back into the chorus.
How easy is it to book like a USO tour? Because like, if I could just like send like a ska band to like Kuwait, just piss off all the troops.
Who would you go? Who'd you send?
Like Real Big Fish or something?
Bowling for Soup.
Bowling for Soup, Real Big Fish. That'd be dope.
Bowling for Soup.
Damn, that's actually a fucking great.
Yeah. Less than Jake, but they only do the Good Burger soundtrack.
Good Charlotte. Pick it up.
Would you ever do the USO tour?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool.
Why?
When? I mean, why not?
Probably good audiences.
You get to steal valor.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get the Chick-fil-A discount, but you get to tell everyone, I went over there, even though it's safer than taking the subway at Union Square.
Yeah.
You know?
To the Hillary people. Clinton, be like, I was in Iraq.
Oh, for sure, yeah. My plane was getting shot at.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The Bill O'Reilly, Hillary Clinton. So many people do that are, like, famous. So
everyone can do it, too.
But, plus, it's, like, just, like, heroin everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And there's, like, weed out there, so you can fucking, you know.
It's nothing, dude.
No one can
Everyone's
judge.
Fucking chill, dude.
There's no fentanyl out there. You don't have to be scared of fentanyl.
Weed's legal in Iraq now, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, we won.
I don't think that's true.
You go to Iraq, there's like a fucking dispensary every fucking corner now.
I don't think that's true.
It's true, dude. Everyone's
can't drink out there.
They're chilling, dude. That's why, because they're smoking weed. They're smoking fucking weed, baby. They don't need that. They don't need that fucking poison.
Yeah, they started calling it Middle East sober.
Middle East, yeah.
I am jihadist sober.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, but I fuck children.
Yeah. Do they do that over there?
I think so.
Fascinating culture. Fascinating. Where have you been outside of the U.S.?
London and Paris.
Ooh, that's you see it. London, you see France.
I see Joe Gorman's underpants.
Ooh, I'm not wearing it. What if I had like a little thong? Like I just had like a fucking like, you know, like, you know, like in the
night. I think more of like a locked cage.
Yeah. A chastity belt. Yeah. Yeah. Not until I'm 47.
Yeah, but just like, just on your balls and not on your dick.
Yeah.
They're sensitive.
Just to keep them from dropping. Yeah.
I like them up.
To preserve my 10-year voice. I couldn't go all the way.
Up.
Yeah. I couldn't be all full eunuch, but I put this to prevent my balls from growing and developing. I just got like a little fucking 3-year-old balls. I got like a man-sized dick, but I have like two little peas of a testicle.
Smooth as hell.
Yeah.
There needs to be a baseball player nicknamed the Big Eunuch.
Big Eunuch.
Randy Johnson was the Big Unit, which is kind of... Randy... I saw someone on Twitter a while ago say, like, Randy the Big Unit Johnson's name is basically Horny Penis Penis. But
I think a eunuch would throw a perfect game because like every freak in baseball always throws a perfect game.
He was throwing a fucking perfect game, like his dick would grow back.
Yeah,
imagine that. That's what the coach whispers to him. He's like, "You're three more away from getting a fucking." Yeah. And he's like, "I think I feel a tingle."
Did you see?
So it's unfair. He's not wearing a cup.
Yeah. Now, would you rather be a eunuch or would you have a micro penis? You have to choose one.
It's tough. So eunuch, I have no balls.
Yeah, you could have a big hog.
Eunuch. Yeah, you got a big hog, and I can't get girls pregnant.
Yeah,
that's pretty dope.
No, a eunuch, I think they cut off everything. I think a eunuch.
Oh,
is
just
like
smooth.
Oh, you're like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
I would take micro penis then. Why? Like, of course you would.
No, because like eunuch, because then like at least when I pull my pants down, I could be like, oh, what happened? You know,
that's a pretty good bit.
Yeah, it's a better bit. Like, it's a better bit than just apologizing for your small dick.
Do you think you'd still like, okay, well, why don't you just rub my nipples for a half?
Like, just be like, other girls make me come. I don't know what your problem is. Pretty girls always make me come.
I think if I was a eunuch, I'd just go full trans at that point. Like, why not?
You could do it yourself.
Might as well just become a non-binary.
Might as well just become a hero.
Yeah.
Might as well. Have you ever had sex with a trans woman?
No.
Oh, come on.
Joe asks every guest this question.
Come on.
I haven't, but I'm interested.
You can tell us.
I have not, but I'm interested. I'll tell you anything.
Look at the camera and say, I did not have sexual relations.
I did not have sexual relations.
With that. And then pause for an awkwardly long time. And then say,
I don't
person?
Want to say it. I am interested in what I call the tranny sandwich.
Ooh, what's that?
Tranny sandwich.
This is kind of the layout of one right now.
Yeah.
This right here is a tranny sandwich. Figure it out,
the
audience.
Butch tranny.
Yeah,
the tranny sandwich is a...
It's like the butch tranny, the femme presenting tranny, and then the guy who's clearly fucking lying just to rape people in a public bathroom.
He's just so horny. Just horny and missed his bus.
You gotta let me in your bathroom. Yeah, I gotta take a shit.
I have to adjust my parts.
I need to talk. I need to retalk.
Retalk.
Damn, dude. Fascinating culture.
Tucker. Yeah, shit, I feel my balls dropping.
Tucker Carlson. It's just trans Tucker Carlson.
I took a picture of me in a bow tie and I tucked my dick all the way in.
No, you didn't.
I have a whole series of me with
Tucker
dick tucked
Carlson.
In, and I have a full length mirror that like, I make it look like one of those like Craigslist lads where they don't realize the reflections in it. But like, I tucked my dick in and I had a bow tie on and my dick tucked in like with a picture of my Christmas tree, but you could see it. I called it Tucker Carlson. Instagram took it down. In under a second.
That's awesome.
And I fully tucked. Like I'm fat enough where you can't see a base when I'm tucking.
Yeah.
But just like my little Japanese pubes.
Yeah.
That's enough, dude.
You offended Instagram.
No, I'm away from it. I am in the Jersey Comedy Instagram group chat, so unfortunately I've seen Brian's penis several times.
Nice. Are there any chicks in that chat?
No.
But they all get them, too.
Come on. They all get them, too. They get them in the second. Oh, you feel safe here?
Yeah.
Who do they get sent to first? The girls in your life? Okay. Okay, yeah.
If Devin likes it, then...
Guys get the test run, dude.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
I think we're finally going to a Mets game.
Yeah, Monday.
Uh-oh. Yeah. What game?
Mets Cubs.
Oh, yeah. Wow. My favorite teams. I guess my invitation got lost in the mail.
It did. Have you checked your mail?
No.
Doubt it.
Yeah. In all fairness, no, I have not.
You can go. Apparently,
kind of off the grid.
Apparently, the Jersey Comedy group chat started as a bunch of Jersey comics who were Mets fans wanted to go to a Mets game. And then at one point last year, I just posted I wanted to go to a Mets game. And then some Mark Henley added me to the group.
This is it 2 years of me trying to get everyone to go to a Mets game.
Okay, yeah. So I've been in the group for like a year now. And it's just a comedy group chat. Now.
We're just talking shit about just bullying.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
But yeah, then every once in a while, the Mets come up, and it's like, this chat was originally started to go to a Mets game.
And now you're going to a Mets game tomorrow.
Monday.
Yeah. Well, this launches.
This will be out Sunday.
So if you guys want to come see us.
Yeah.
Hey, come to City Field.
What section are you sitting in?
We didn't buy the tickets yet.
Oh. Are you going to get them off a scalper?
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna walk around big. Like, we need tickets, and the one scalper left outside of City Field.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore, huh?
Yeah, why would
not
you?
Not really. It's all StubHub.
Yeah. You don't even buy them from the Mets website anymore.
But StubHub is gay.
StubHub is gay. But SeatGeek is nice.
Yeah,
but I would just buy. I got tickets. Yeah, tickets. You want tickets? You want some tickets? Hey, man, you want some tickets? I got tickets.
Anyone doing that is...
Is a scam?
For sure, yeah. You don't get printed tickets anymore.
Why not?
I mean, I guess you could if you went up to the booth.
Yeah, I went up to the booth. Just buy the ticket. Come on, man.
I kind of
and then sell it to somebody and then buy it from somebody.
Yeah,
yeah. There is something
the full scalping experience.
There is something romantic about that. You think back in the day, you could have just like walked up to the booth, buy a ticket, and then go in and watch a game. That sounds kind of fun.
You can still do that today, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you can, but it's
it'll be more expensive.
Yeah, and it'll be it'll be like a kid that like makes the popcorn in the wheelchair at the movie theater.
No,
it'll take forever. You know, that job doesn't pay well.
You can just get one like a fucking cheap ass ticket. Like after the first inning too.
Oh yeah, you can get like $7 tickets.
Yeah,
none of these games sell out.
Yeah, dude, it's the fucking Mets. Come on,
I mean, relax. We're over 500.
Yeah, dude. I go to the strong year. I'm a Yankees fucking. My godfather's ashes are scattered at Yankee Stadium.
The old one.
The real one, yeah.
The real one.
Yeah.
So they're paved over.
Oh no! You think he's in purgatory? Yeah.
He's in some sort of Bronx.
They're like,
hell.
I'm sorry. As the Yankee Stadium no longer exists, you're no longer allowed in heaven.
There's a car stereo shop.
That's so funny that they like when they were building the new Yankee Stadium, some Red Sox fans and Troll threw like a David Ortiz jersey in there as they were building the foundation, and they like construction took longer because they took extra time to go in to get it out.
That was a fun rivalry.
Yankees, that's Red dead. Sox,
that's
yeah.
Dead now. Pedro Martinez throwing old man Don Zimmer on the ground.
Why was there a rivalry?
For no reason. Just because there's two major cities that are close to each other.
And they're in the same division, and they would be competitive with each other very often. The Red Sox didn't win for like 86 years. Yeah. And
because they sold Babe Ruth.
That was the thing. They traded Babe Ruth to the Yankees back in 1918, and that was the last time they ever won a World Series. Yeah. So I was... just under the wire that I was like old enough to know what was going on and be at Yankee games chanting 1918
for sure.
At the Red Sox before they actually won the World Series. Now there's like some guy in the Brewers now is like the first person to be born after the Red Sox won the World Series who's playing Major League Baseball. Shit. Yeah, he's
you're
like
old.
19.
That whoa. Sucks.
Yeah.
You're old as fuck.
Yeah.
I was at a Red Sox game at Fenway when I was a kid.
Ooh.
They're playing like the Indians.
Jealous.
you mean the Guardians?
The Guardians, excuse me. Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes.
Yeah. The Cleveland Guardians of the Galaxy. Don't dead name them.
But it's like before the Red Sox won the World Series. It's like Cleveland's up like 5-2. It's a boring game, and the whole crowd's just chanting Yankees suck.
Nice. Yep.
Like in the middle of the season, no reason.
Oh, my favorite one is at Rangers games. They chant Potvin sucks.
Yeah.
Because in 1977, Dennis Potvin from the Islanders hit a player on the Rangers, and now almost 50 years later, they still chant Potvin sucks. Potvin hasn't played since the
80s. Oh, he's dead, yeah.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah. He died.
No, yeah, he's still alive. Honestly, that is the Islanders is a fun team to root for. I went to college in Long Island.
It's not. You're the only person to ever say that.
No, I'm just saying
they historically suck. It's in Long Island.
Well, because it's like it's like right by New York, but it feels like the only
we know where Long Island is.
It's the only New York team that feels like you're rooting for a small town team. That like in Long Island, you would go to a
deli. Not a New York team.
They're fun because they're awful.
Yeah,
it's like fucking rooting for like a little league team, but they're
We're in the playoffs. Made the conference finals two times in the last 4 years. Yeah.
You're like a Cowboys and Yankees fan, right?
Yeah, but then so Islanders.
You're just over the fucking bandwagon scumbag.
No, but then Islanders. Islanders Knicks. I make up for it with Islanders and Knicks.
One hand washes the other.
Yeah. But yeah, because
they're both
like,
fucking lifting weights, dude.
Yeah. You like go to you can go to like delis in Long Island and you would just run into guys from the 80s Islanders team because they all
just.
Because
they're all fucking
there.
Betting on horses and they're Long Island scumbags.
Well, they don't have the mentality to get out of the fucking hometown.
None of them are from Long Island, but they just won 4 Stanley Cups there and are like, I'm going to retire here.
Why? This is,
because if you're rich in Long Island, it's like Hamptons. It's like...
Ooh, welcome to Long Island.
Yeah.
Are you going to move there someday, Brian?
My mom is from there.
Really? So you're kind of part rich.
Part rich, yeah.
You're a little nepo baby.
I mean, not all of Long Long Island is rich. What's it,
hoping to get a job as a nurse with my mom.
What's it like being a nepo baby? What's your favorite part about it? I guess swimming
excluding
laps.
Excluding other people.
Yeah. Swimming laps in your backyard pool.
Your backyard above ground pool.
When our personal chef makes pancakes. Damn, dude, that's fucking cool, dude.
Dude, speaking of Long Island, Billy Joel is doing his 100th MSG show.
Nice.
Did that happen already?
Oh, I think it did, but I think they're like airing it on CBS.
Not by the time this airs.
Yeah, I think it was like he did it, and they're airing it on CBS
as
like a special.
It, and then but
they cut off the ending
because like the Masters was on. They cut it off the golf. You know, these Long Island morons were like freaking out.
They also cut it off because like the last 20 minutes he goes on a very passionate Free Palestine speech.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And they were like, oh, fucking.
No, he did like an Eric Clapton anti-immigrant thing.
Billy Joe low-key rules. Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Just because he was a cokehead?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fucking.
He's like married he got drunk to a and drove his car into someone's house.
Nice, yeah.
He destroyed a house with a car.
Married to a supermodel.
Like a few, yeah.
Who was the supermodel?
Christie Brinkley.
Brinkley, yeah.
She was beautiful. Yeah, have you ever seen her?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I met her out on Long Island.
Really?
Yeah, she's friends with my mom. They went to school together.
Wait, they really?
Wait, for real?
No.
Wait, really? That would have been fucking.
Damn.
That would have
I thought Brian was a Nepo baby for a second.
He is a Nepo baby. And now he's going to tell us about how Christie Brinkley took his virginity.
She tried.
Set the tone.
She tried.
Nice. Did she?
Yeah.
That's very erotic.
We don't do that on Long Island. We wait.
Oh, really? You wait till marriage.
Yeah, we wait till Billy Joel divorces you, and then we...
Nice, dude. Just having some fun. Just goofing, dude. So, if you could quit comedy, would you?
Yeah.
You could?
Yeah, you can't.
You can't. Yeah. It really is. Isn't it funny?
Because it's so like, embarrassing to quit.
It's
embarrassing to do it, and it's so embarrassing to quit.
It's embarrassing to do it. It's embarrassing to be where you are in your comedy career at this time. And it would also be equally embarrassing
to have wasted that many years.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, well, I've invested so much time. Yeah.
All my friends are comedians.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what am I going to do? Just go back to, I'm just a regular man now.
I would drink myself to death in that.
Real estate. Apparently, a lot of people get into real estate games.
Yeah. There was a podcast. I saw a guy on a podcast who was like, it was like a business podcast type thing. And he was talking about how, just like casually, he was like, and I used to do a lot of stand up comedy. And I was like, even though this guy's rich and all in business, it still sounds sad.
Oh, yeah, it's pathetic.
That
yeah.
he like used to do comedy.
Would you trust a guy to sell your house?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
What was the guy's name?
I don't remember.
TJ Miller.
Yeah.
Let that be a lesson to you.
TJ Miller. Yeah. No TJ Miller slander. We both had the same brain injury.
I thought that your tumor was coming back at WrestleMania.
It was.
What happened at WrestleMania?
Your shit face.
Oh, yeah. You were there that night. Yeah, I got really drunk at WrestleMania.
I went over to their fucking Arrested Development fucking nightmarish apartment. Have you ever been over there?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it bad?
It's not bad. It's just it's pathetic.
I think it's normal.
Oh, it is normal. But
we will watch all get watched.
Two chairs, one doesn't work. So
that's true.
One chair doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's a 3-foot-tall foot massager that the landlord was too lazy to bring downstairs. So
and then Mark was like, we got to get this foot massager. I'm like, I don't care. Honestly, I'm the most like unbothered. Mark always says I'm the most unbothered person he's ever met. Because anything that happens, I'm like, all right, whatever.
But I've ever gone to your apartment for wrestling events, I feel like.
Yeah.
Right? So I go over there, and I'm like, all right, I'll go to Matt and Mark's. I won't drink tonight. You know, it's like a Friday night. I'll take it, or Saturday night. I'll take it easy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Get there. Matt's like, we're drinking the Rocks tequila. They have all wrestling themed drinks. They have Prime.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
Mark, wrestling. Mark filled his Dune popcorn bucket up with candy. It was all mystery candy. He had to reach in and get it.
Okay, maybe this is sounding a little more Arrested Development than I realized.
Damn, dude. And did you see the whole show?
Oh yeah, yeah, we had a good time.
5 hour show.
No, I got there towards the end.
Okay. Yeah. Did you like watching WrestleMania?
Yeah, I literally only ever watched wrestling in my life like after I started doing comedy because like everyone in comedy is a fucking moron.
Like yeah, everyone gets into it as an adult.
It is fun.
But yeah,
I like going to their house because like Mark is like emotionally invested in like the storyline that's been going on for a year and a half, and I just get to come in the last hour of WrestleMania and just root for the other guy.
Right. The Usos, who look exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
All the Samoans are cousins somehow.
They're all fucking related.
Yeah.
My fucking beautiful family heritage are pretending to fight. It's like, cool, dude. Fucking family history of make pretend, dude. That's all you've done nothing of fucking worth, dude. And everyone's going to be like, well, The Rock's done this and this. It's like, I don't care, dude.
Well, also, there is.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
The way they're related, because it's like two families, and they're related because, like, The Rock's grandfather and, like, Roman Reigns' grandfather had. They're not actually related, but they took a blood oath. So now they're basically brothers.
They both have HIV.
Yeah.
And now, like, the whole family is, like, infected with it. That's why Roman Reigns had, like, cancer or some shit.
Like, two guys sharing a needle in the street.
Yeah.
Does he actually have leukemia?
No, or is that, it's all fucking made-believe.
That's the thing they made up. Like, this jacked guy having leukemia.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's dying.
And it's he did a make-a-wish, and he just lied to the kid. He's like, I have leukemia, too. Yeah. You're going to be okay, brother.
I'm dying.
Yeah, I'm dying, too.
Roman Reigns' make-a-wish was to be...
Stop crying. We're all dying here.
Roman Reigns' make-a-wish was to be WWE champion for 4 years.
It's ridiculous, dude. It was all made up, dude.
Yeah.
I gave you that edible at the end of the night, too.
You gave me an edible?
Yeah, well, you were fucking shit-faced.
I don't remember that at all.
I was giving Jesse an edible, and you're like, give me an edible. I was like,
whoa.
All right, either he's going to put you to sleep, or you're going to be spinning for the next 24
hours. Matt, what's going on, dude? You never get fucked up like this. You have a very, my body is a temple. What happened?
I mean,
it's going on? It was WrestleMania.
What happened?
It was WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was WrestleMania.
What happened, and what's her name, dude? What can put you in such despair, dude?
Yeah. No, every once in a while, I drink, and get a nice little buzz going. I got whiskeys at home.
So we drink a bunch of the tequila, and they're like, you like whiskey? And then I kicked one, and you poured me a full soda glass. Like bourbon. I'm like,
nice.
This is disgusting, dude. I'm mixing The Rock's tequila, like Buffalo Trace and Prime.
Buffalo Trace
Skittles.
Rocks.
It was great.
Damn,
The Rock's
dude.
Tequila wasn't bad either.
Yeah.
Who else was there? You, Jesse Montanez.
And Mark, yeah.
Nice. The crew.
Yep. Yeah, and then the next night I had to host Fight Club,
so I wasn't
there. But Mark was like, Mark was like, I'm not going. So we just had to get a warm up comic to like bring me up instead of him doing his opening. He's like, I'm not missing WrestleMania.
Cody Rhodes is finally going to get this thing.
He's going to find Cody Rhodes is finally going to finish his story.
I'm surprised Cody Rhodes hasn't dropped the belt yet.
I mean, he just won it.
Yeah, but you know, they usually do like that. They might do that thing like the day after WrestleMania.
He's defending it at the next show is in France.
Against who?
AJ Styles. I just saw that. Yeah.
What happened with Dominic Mysterio? Is he still a heel?
Yeah, everyone still hates him. The last I saw, at least.
Nah, he's going to turn face, dude.
Fucking Logan Paul is, like, good at it, too.
Yeah,
Logan Paul is like, the best, dude.
Yeah.
Logan Paul is what Matt Maron is. A podcaster, a wrestler.
A man who films dead bodies.
Yeah. Yep. Matt did film a dead body. I mean, we were walking in Comedy Fight Club, and he was like, oh, I think I see a dead body. And he turned his... Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a boomerang.
Oh, I think I see a dead body.
Oh, look there, that dead.
Oh, wake up, mister.
Takes the guy's cell phone out, takes a picture. Can you thumb me that?
who you got, Jake Paul or Mike Tyson?
Jake Paul. He's gonna win.
It's gonna be tragic.
He's gonna annihilate Mike Tyson.
That sucks.
The way only a white man can, dude. And he's gonna show that. No matter what, dude, you'll never. Guess what, black people? You may be terrifying for a few years, but there's always a new generation of white person to put you in your place. So watch out, dude. That's the true lesson of all of this. Remember that 1990 Mike Tyson? Oh, what
time
a
is up, black people.
This time's up. And now finally,
we're not scared of you anymore. Yeah,
this beautiful fucking blue-eyed, blonde-haired Aryan fucking prince in the ring is gonna come and distribute some justice, dude. This is crazy.
I think that probably just goes like the maximum amount of rounds with the no decision.
Well,
no,
I heard
decision. It'll probably go to a decision and Jake Paul.
Yeah, I think they've agreed not to knock each other out.
I heard
that's what Tyson's a psycho.
Yeah. Well, I heard that if Jake Paul wins, the police officers that killed George Floyd are going to be exonerated. Oh, is that funny?
Even the Asian one?
Yeah, especially the Asian one. You know, the Asian one committed seppuku in the...
Did he really?
Yeah, in the prison to get...
That's so funny.
He's like, I...
Nobody even knows you were there, dude.
I dishonored my family. I realize now that the panda is beautiful because it is both white and black. Goodbye.
I didn't realize how much was on the line with this Jake Paul Mike.
He took a magazine and fucking dried it out in the toilet. Yeah. Fucking made a little chip.
There's a lot on the line with this Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. I don't think the people realize.
That's so funny. Nobody even cared about that guy.
Yeah.
He had a dumb face and staring, like, just watching the guy die. Which is annoying, but like, no, like, if he didn't go to prison, nobody would have noticed. he killed himself. Meanwhile, the fucking, what's his name?
Logan Paul took a video with his body.
Logan Paul was the one who filmed the George Floyd murder.
Yeah.
He was like, I think I see a fentanyl addict. That's chill, dude. This guy has
COVID.
Those cops should be fucking released, though, in all honesty.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah.
Start a podcast with Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. You know, I think he's a chill guy. I'd hang out with Kyle, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's a bitch.
Kyle, really? Come on the pod.
I don't think he should have gone to jail, but I think he's a fucking dork.
I think he should have killed more people. I definitely think
if
that.
You're going to do it, fucking do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, you killed a rapist?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. How about you kill some innocent people? I was telling these people you're cool. Here you are establishing justice.
Yeah, come on. Be a tough guy.
I would have done that thing where I'd have two guns. Spinning around like firing, and like everyone's getting like fucking shot.
Everyone's just running away.
Yeah. And then I'm like fucking sliding, and I'm fucking firing off two guns. I'm doing that thing where I'm like reloading, dude. I got a grenade, and I'm fucking.
What a goofy time that was.
That was awesome, dude. That
it was
like,
awesome.
That was like.
Did
the
you
last
go? Did
hour.
You go to any of the protests?
Fuck just no.
Just to be like fags.
I looked out my window in terror during the Black Lives Matter protest. It was so scary, dude.
I went to the one in Asbury Park because like that felt safe, you know.
Asbury Park.
Yeah. No, fucking Asbury Park is.
Come on, dude.
It's like
Black People Central.
No, it's Black People West because.
Still,
Central is all white people.
They were all over the place during those protests.
Brian
dude.
Got the hell out of Newark.
I was living in Newark. Newark didn't, nothing happened.
You're saying with your fucking.
Newark, like, when they riot, they riot. You know?
You're saying with your parents in upstate, dude.
Yeah, so I was up
you're
in
like
Long
banging
Island.
On their fucking.
I was in the behind our guard walls in Long Island.
Your fucking butler was like driving you home. You're like, step on it, Jeeves. It's getting dark out here.
Jeeves, open the sunroof. I want to take a look.
Are you from where in Jersey? Are you from originally? Jersey City,
Manalapan,
huh?
Manalapan, like Central Jersey.
Okay,
jealous.
Land of good bread,
huh?
In some Cleveland Indians language,
Cleveland Guardians.
Guardians,
yeah.
Did they eat bread?
Probably not. They're probably just eating each other, savages.
Yeah, gross, dude. Scalping.
Oh, yeah. What did they call it when they were selling tickets outside of Indian games back in the day?
Matthew. Grow up.
They wouldn't arrest scalpers in Cleveland because it's part of their culture.
Oh. Did you see the new... The Phoenix Coyotes are moving to Utah, and they're going to be the Utah... They haven't decided yet, but they just said they're going to do a bracket. So they have... So they've narrowed. They're gonna have the fans vote, and they've narrowed it down to 8 names for the Utah hockey team that they're.
Do Mormons like hockey?
No, they
do
hate
Mormons
every,
like anything.
They hate. Yeah. They literally hate every. They love chores.
Yeah,
damn. They seem
the
like
rules.
The Utah dude. Chores.
Like, damn. Why does every religion have to be fucking lame? Where it's like, oh, doing chores and brushing your teeth.
Yeah.
Why can't there be like? Why is it only like Satanists that are like, oh, fucking killing and having sex?
Islam.
Yeah, but then you gotta like fucking like cover
they
up.
They have that holiday where you have to like not eat all day for a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a fucking religion where the ladies get to show off the goods.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just a bystander. How about you give me a little peek? Why do I got to be betrothed to get a look at those gorgeous orbs? Damn, dude, wouldn't that be cool to look at a naked lady? Have you ever looked at a naked lady?
I try not to.
Ooh, yeah. Pure man.
No, I'm just saying.
The eight possible names of the Utah NHL team. The Utah Mammoth.
Mammoth?
Mammoth. Not what? Even mammoths, just mammoth.
Did they find a mammoth in Utah? Is that what?
I guess that area.
Are the Mormons cool with dinosaurs?
Okay, gay. Yeah.
They can't
next.
Possibly be cool with dinosaurs.
That one's gay. What about the Utah Ice?
There's a big meth problem
out there.
Because
they play hockey on the ice.
Why don't they go to Utah Raptors?
Oh, now cool, we're cooking, huh? Yeah.
That could be a fun one.
The anything else is on a different sports team.
Who cares, yeah. Dude? Are we ever going to be in a situation where the Utah Raptors go up against the Utah Raptors? It's like it's different fucking sports. Who cares, dude?
The Utah Knicks.
The Utah Knicks. The Utah Yetis is an option.
It's better than ice.
I think the Yetis is the best
it's more
one by far.
Than just what you're skating
all the other
on.
One, yeah. The other one's kind of the Utah Venom. That one's gross.
Everything is fucking.
It's hard to name a sports team though.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Give me a location. I'll name one.
Nashville.
Nashville.
Ooh, the Nashville Rapists.
He's right. It's pretty easy. Yeah.
Louisville.
Huh?
Louisville.
The Louisville Sodomites.
The Sodomites.
What about this one? The Utah Fury.
Mm. I mean, that's the best one so far.
I got it.
Really?
I got it.
It's bad. But
the Utah Groomers.
There you go.
I don't like that.
Let's go, Groomers! Let's go, Groomer Fever has swept Utah.
What about the Soak? How about the
mustache?
How about the Utah Soakers? That's what they should go with.
There we go.
They got the Utah Blizzard.
They're in the desert.
This is Southern Utah is desert, but they're going to be Salt Lake City. The Utah Outlaws. The last one is the Utah Hockey Club.
I like that. Yeah, really? The Washington football team. I love
Utah
that.
HC.
I like that progressively not trying.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
I like Venom.
The New York hockey
yeah,
team.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I like Yetis.
You're gonna buy the fucking jersey.
Yeah, our families are dead, dude.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's when like everyone was like dying during COVID. We were like, it doesn't. None of this.
I want to see the
stole
Yetis
this land from the natives.
I want to see the first game when the Yetis play the Kraken. That'll be awesome.
The Kraken I don't hate.
If they become the Blizzard, that's going to suck. The Blizzard versus the Avalanche.
you have to go out there. It's like a black comedian. Like it has to be named after a natural disaster. Right?
Ooh, yeah.
Earthquake.
Right. Earthquake.
Yeah.
Flash Flood. You ever seen him?
Hurricane. Flash Flood.
I mean, I just assume he exists.
Yeah.
Hamburger.
Hamburger.
Ooh, yeah. I'm Thunderstorm Johnson.
Yeah. Sports teams, they all have to either be a natural disaster.
Can I get a
or
hail? Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. There's some animals you can get good ones, but they got to be if you don't know what the animal is, like an Oriole always was like, fucking, what's an Oriole?
Yeah. But like, O's is fun. Like, if you
O's
short
is
it,
fun.
It's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah. What are some bad sports teams? Columbus Blue Jackets is like
bad.
A tough one. Yeah. That's
Mets
bad.
Mets is bad.
Metropolitan.
Knickerbockers
yeah.
is fun.
Ooh, the
it's
Knickerbockers
dumb.
Is very good.
Yeah, you like that?
I wonder why Joe likes that.
Okay. I guess sports is all right. All right, Brian, you convinced me.
That's what Joe calls basketball. That's what Joe always called basketball players anyway.
The Jets, that's stupid.
The Jets. The Giants.
Giants is stupid, but like at least it's like 100 years old. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, back then, the idea of a giant was like scary.
Anyway, they were like a giant city, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
But wow. Now they're not. Now that you know the biggest city in the world right now.
What is it?
Texas in Austin.
Texas is the biggest city in the world.
Texas in Austin.
I think I heard that. Yeah.
It's huge, right?
I heard
now.
That from some homeless comedian that moved down there.
Really?
High hopes and dreams.
Was it Hans Kim?
Yeah,
because
he's famous,
fucking got it, dude. So So I guess he put you in your place, you fucking piece of shit.
He did.
Yeah.
Who else put? Isn't that a bummer when people get famous?
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's like, damn, dude. I guess I'm just. meanwhile, like I'm fucking smoking meth in my kitchen.
Yeah, but, and like, oh, he's famous. Let me follow him back.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Maybe I should have been nice to him 6 years ago.
Mm. You never know, dude. But then it's like, what are they gonna do? They're gonna be like, oh, that guy was nice to me 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Here's $100. Yeah.
And instead of doing anything for you, you just talk about how you were nice to them on a podcast. Yeah, you just like, sound like a loser.
Yeah. I was
to drive me around. Like, oh, great.
I was so sad to hear about his suicide. He would drive me around anyway. I'm doing a show with Kevin Hart.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear St. John killed himself that they're watching like a cop kill that guy.
Damn, I wish you took a picture with that guy when we were doing open mics together so I can share and say how good friends we are and how happy I am for him.
I'm going to start, like, whenever a comic dies, I'm just going to start photoshopping myself in pictures of them.
Hell yeah.
Like, just, like, very plainly and obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who cares, dude?
Put my face over the rocks in the picture with Shane Gillis and The Rock.
I'm just going to, you know what, instead, like, do that, but then, like, be like, good riddance. Yeah. Good riddance.
He was a dick to me when I first started.
You know, he's probably in hell, dude. And I know you don't want to hear it because I know, like, your family on Facebook and shit, but I'm sorry. This guy assaulted women. Mm. He owed money. And he was not
owed money. That's such owed a fucked up thing to say to a dead person. Because like nobody can prove that you're lying.
He owed me money, dude. I'm never going to see
you.
You
owed money all over town. Fucking deadbeat.
So like who should I go to you know get my payback?
What do you mean?
Get for the money guy that, back
yeah.
from the guy who died.
You can go to the funeral and like be like,
yeah, it's like
who's taking care of his
so
affairs?
Who gets the Venmo request?
Yeah.
Do I get to take your Venmo? Do you take mine?
And any leftover in the GoFundMe for the funeral is kind of owed to me if you think about it.
I want to start donating to comics GoFundMes and then doing chargebacks.
Yeah.
Get them all excited.
Yeah. There should be a free option for funerals. You shouldn't have to pay for it.
I mean, there is.
Like, what is it?
Just the city buries you in like a mass grave on Randall's Island.
Oh, I want to do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Where the governor's ball happens?
Yeah.
There's a music festival every year on a mass grave of poor New Yorkers.
Yeah. Hey, it's on one of those islands. I forget which one it is.
That's fucking tight, dude. That's the way to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like unmarked. Fucking.
Bury me in New York and have some beautiful people dance on my grave.
Have some people get stomped to death.
That was like that
Travis Scott performance.
Yeah. That was near the Sinatra Twilight years.
Yeah, that was sort of the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, being buried doesn't seem
alive is scary.
That'd be horrifying. Yeah.
Would you dig yourself out of the grave?
No, I would just.
I would do the Undertaker thing.
I'd probably try for a second and
my
then like,
one
get
hand
hard
come
just,
up,
like, rubbing my dick, and then try to jerk off, and then not be able to do that either.
Ooh.
They'd try to bury me alive, and I would reach out with one hand.
So you're buried next to a bunch of dudes too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, thank you,
fucking
dude.
Gay.
Yeah, I'd like to be buried in like the fucking women's bathroom.
Yeah.
Ooh, just let's be down the fucking toilet.
The women's locker room, the YMCA.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put me in, you know what, I hope the funeral, like when they fucking prepare my ashes, just put me in a little Ziploc bag.
Yeah, I'm sure
don't
they will.
Get elaborate. Don't get elaborate. You know, don't put me in a fancy ass fucking urn.
Get like 100 dime bags and spread me out.
Or a fucking hollowed out action figure. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool, actually. You get your ashes.
Yeah, put
like,
you in a bunch of dime bags and sell it to a kid and tell him it's weed.
Yeah, you get a bunch of dime bags, you bleach your ashes so it looks white and you just leave it at the floor in bars.
Nice.
Take my, snort them. Yeah, take my ashes, mix it with some fentanyl, sell it to the kids on the street.
fentanyl test my ashes, it comes up positive.
It's a hell of a high.
How do you guys feel about... I think
women voting. I hate it.
Yeah,
no,
we've seen what that's become. Yeah.
Honestly, it's a nightmare.
I don't even like them playing basketball. To be honest,
yeah. Well, they're not anymore. That girl's out.
Caitlin
yeah.
Clark.
Yeah, she's in the NWA.
Well, she sprained her ankle.
Oh, did she? Called Drew Dens.
Yeah, now she has to. Now she has to do OnlyFans. Would you fucking pay to see that giant fucking take a piss on camera? Would you?
Probably.
It's weird. It's weird. Like,
I paid for Rachel Dahl's OnlyFans for a
how
month.
Is it?
She's hotter than you'd think.
Really?
It's less funny and more like, oh, that's actually pretty good.
Send me a couple of those pics and I'll put them up right here and here.
I had it for a month. I wanted to check it out.
Do you think if I like have pictures of like actual like chimpanzees, I'll get in trouble? like Roseanne. I thought the bitch was white. Actually, the bitch is white.
The bitch is white. Yeah,
so jokes back on you, internet. The bitch is white, so it's actually okay for me to compare her to a monkey.
As long as you link the OnlyFans in the description.
How funny is that? It's like, I'm sorry, we can't compare you to this very funny fucking animal.
The problem is that woman does look exactly like the specific character from one of the apes.
Who, the one that Roseanne was talking about?
Yeah. It's like spot on.
And if we've learned anything since then with all the content Roseanne puts out, she was clearly totally sane.
Yeah. Roseanne rules.
Roseanne fucking rocks, dude.
I like
her new bit where her and Jim Brewer say the new Dave Chappelle is a clone. They killed him. The CIA killed him when he went to Africa. Oh, yeah.
That rules.
Yeah.
That makes sense. He comes back all fucking jacked. He's like, he is some fucking black Islam dude. I don't think Dave Chappelle, I don't think the real Dave is a black Islam.
No,
probably not.
I think the real
not
Dave,
the Dave Chappelle I know.
I think the real Dave Chappelle is an atheist.
Yeah.
That's the real Dave Chappelle, dude.
That rules.
Yeah.
What a comics is making conspiracy theories out of more successful comics. Yeah.
It's such a good.
It must be the CIA.
It's such
it could
a,
possibly yeah. be that I had an equally successful show and then it got canceled for calling a
Jim politician Brewer's
a
like, I knew him on Half Baked. The guy I see now is not the guy I knew.
That's
anyway,
funny.
What were you going to ask us before we just started shitting on women for no reason? We were like, oh yeah, women voting.
I don't remember.
Good.
Yeah.
You were going to ask what we thought.
Oh, fentanyl. Yeah. Fentanyl.
Yeah, what about it? I love it.
Fucking all these comics and whoever.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a little. Remember when that dumb bitch like almost died on fentanyl?
Yeah.
Kate Wiggly?
Yeah, that happens
you
all the time.
You were happy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was happy because all of her friends died. She had to live with the guilt.
Yeah. Is that, well, like, I don't think she felt bad. I think she was happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Do you think so?
Yeah, she probably got flowers.
Oh, no, really?
That's all she wants.
Come on. Poor thing.
But I don't believe that it was that they were doing coke.
Matt was nursing her back to health. You know that?
Yeah, I was trying.
He wrote to her every day while she was in the hospital.
Yep.
He was like, you need
someone to do that with Jax, too.
Do you need someone to empty your... if you need someone to empty your bedpan.
That would take.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't think they were doing coke? You
think everyone's doing... like, who's putting fentanyl in cocaine?
No one.
Wasn't that a big thing? People were doing it.
No, people say these fucking dumb horror comedians are doing like fake Percocets that they bought on the street. Then they overdose. And then it's embarrassing to tell people that you bought Percocets on the street.
Okay.
But in comedy circles, doing cocaine is fine. So they all lie and say it was coke. Mm. But like, what drug dealer... is first of all taking the time to,
this
like,
is the conspiracies comedians need to be talking about.
They're all doing heroin and fucking and did too much, and then it's like, oh, no one's gonna book me if they think I'm a junkie. But if they say I did coke, they'll all book me because they want coke.
Yes, dude. Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. We got to the bottom of it.
What drug dealer is like first like taking the time to buy two separate drugs, just cut like a little bit into their coke when they're cutting with like two from the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And you're killing your clientele? Like, does that make sense?
Doesn't make any sense. No.
It's either that or they found like a bag on the floor of a bar, assumed it was coke.
Mm. Yeah. Like that scene in Pulp Fiction where it was like, oh, this is coke.
Yeah, she's digging through. Fucking Kate Quigley's digging through some guy's bag.
Nice, dude. Well, Kate Quigley's got an incredible little body, so I'm glad she's around to post a couple more pictures of that one, huh? Be a real shame if they had to put a cap on that. I get bummed, dude.
You bummed about what?
Sometimes I'll watch, like when you watch like a porn and it's like, oh, this porn star's dead, or like they quit doing porn, so it's like I'm never gonna see any more of these. Like there's only like a finite amount of videos.
You're not gonna get new ones, yeah.
Jerk it to. Like there's nothing new and discovered. But then I think my favorite porn star hasn't even been born yet.
My favorite porn star is not allowed to do porn yet.
she's too busy mastering the art of turning a tracing of her hand into a turkey. I don't think she's ready to tackle DP just yet. Folks, this is only a bit.
I fucking knew it. Who wants to fucking jerk off to a fucking 18-year-old?
Yeah, gross.
Isn't that funny? Like, every time Leonardo DiCaprio's like, ooh, I got a new tender little bitch.
Yeah.
Some fucking disgusting pig on the internet has to be like, yeah, he can't handle a real woman. Yeah.
Anyway, what 50-year-old woman... thinks that she can handle Leonardo DiCaprio's lifestyle.
Yeah, get out of here.
Without just being a nagging bitch because she's hot all the time.
Yeah, the hardest working. The guy's trying to save the fucking world.
You're on a boat and you're complaining that it's hot.
Yeah, fucking disgusting ass fucking woman, dude.
Cool. Once you go through menopause, you're not really a woman anymore either.
Yeah, you're not even functional. You're like a trans woman, basically. You're no better.
Man.
You're no better than a trans woman at that point.
Yeah.
Damn, this is a spicy one, yes. Dude. Mm. This one's too spicy, dude. We're going to have to put this behind several paywalls.
Yeah. We put these whores who lie about drugs, postmenopausal women.
Politicians that look like Planet of the Apes.
Put them all in their place this episode.
Damn, dude, no one saved this one. Yeah. You're spicy.
I am spicy.
Yeah. This one comes with a warning.
Yeah.
Too hot for TV.
Parental advisory.
Put a little fentanyl
parental
on my
advisory
pepper.
Suggested.
On the CDs back in the day.
Damn, Tipper Gore was right, dude.
Yeah.
There need to be limits to free speech.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, what is the feat of strength you found for us this week?
So for the Buff Boys podcast. Yep. At the end of each episode.
What's
for the
so
Buff
funny, Brian?
It's funny because you make Matt do it. It was definitely Matt's idea. And you're like, that's great. I'm never going to do it.
I suggested it. And like Matt's like, we're going to do this every single episode. And he's always come through with a feat of strength.
You guys got a real like Mac and Dennis thing going on here.
Yeah. I'm okay with being Dennis.
Yeah, poor Charlie, probably.
I'm okay. Whoa. I'm bulking. I found the world records for the longest planks ever. Are you familiar with planks?
Yeah, sure.
This
yeah.
is like some fucking, I think it's like some, I think this guy's like a fucking veteran.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Joe knows more. He's throwing it all at me. He actually knows more like bodybuilding feats of strength stuff than people.
Yeah, you guys Googled the same list. The first list that popped up on Google.
Former Marine. Feats of strength. Planned his attempt to serve as a tribute to the veterans of the armed forces.
Hurt. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were just talking about.
If only I could sacrifice my free time.
You were just talking about your USO tour.
Yeah.
A Sky USO tour.
Are you excited about it?
I mean, if we could pull it off, that'd be great.
He set this record.
No doubt without Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. He set this record in February 2020. This is probably what caused
right before
the
COVID.
Right before COVID. Probably what caused the pandemic. How long do you think the longest plank ever is?
You know what a plank is. Matt, why don't you show him a plank?
Yeah, why don't you show us?
Yeah. I don't think he can get it.
Don't worry about it, dude. Well, I'll film another video of you planking.
Yeah.
And I'll put it in right here.
It'll be right here.
Right
next to the
here.
We'll take a video of me planking.
The whole episode has
right
a chip
here.
On your head.
And I'm just going
to eventually you point to it.
You're going to have a video of a gorilla planking.
I'm just going to have like just two men passionately guessing.
George Hood. It's an American.
It
is an American who holds this record.
Okay, let me guess.
Yeah.
3 minutes.
I'm going to go because he's a Marine. They're tryhards. Let's go like 8.5 hours.
God damn, 8 hours, 15 minutes, and 15 seconds.
I went over.
That's great.
Over.
But barely, though.
And that was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 8 hours he did. And how old do
and
you think
how many
he was?
Troops committed suicide in that time?
How many Palestinian children lost their lives?
Was like a troop commit suicide every like 5 seconds?
And he's how old do you think he was when he did this?
Marine 2020. So he probably like got in and out of like Afghanistan, and now he's like, you know, still wants to show off.
I like the math going on here.
So let's go with 39.
I'm gonna say 63.
Exact 63. 63? Exactly. Wow.
Damn, dude.
Joe knew this.
I knew he was a Marine. I didn't know the age. I knew he was older.
Joe just has access to your phone.
Yeah. No,
I hacked his Samsung Galaxy
just to do this.
You guys are lying. You guys are making fun of me. Matt comes through with these every single week. I bring one up and Joe already knows all the facts before I even say it.
He's just planting the idea in your head all week.
Yeah.
He's like,
it's an American man, and the women's record is a Canadian woman, Dana Glowacka.
Ooh, Dana.
So the men's record is 8 hours, 15 minutes. How long do you think the woman's
is
record is?
Is she a trans woman or in menopause?
No, she is a...
She's a real woman.
A real woman.
You got pictures? Okay.
There you go.
Still up in the air for me.
Yeah.
But
9 hours and 55 minutes.
No.
Yeah, I feel like a woman planking would be easier.
Yeah, it's way easier, dude.
Yeah, like everything else. 4 hours, 12 minutes.
4 hours, 19 minutes. Nice. You're like right on with these.
Damn, women cannot do shit, dude.
So predictable.
Yeah. How old is she? 23.
It does not say.
Gotta get up and stir the sauce.
I'd have to look it up.
Rude to ask a woman her age.
Yeah.
4 hours and 19 minutes. The exact time it takes to take do two loads of laundry.
another minute to make the perfect 420. What are you doing in that time? Just fucking chilling? Being bored?
Your cuck husband's filming you the whole time?
Yeah. I love you.
You're doing great, honey.
Yeah, you don't own a tripod, dude?
All the Canadian Marines that died this year are going to be so grateful for you doing that.
So she is 48 years old now. She set the record, I think, a few years ago. She was in her 40s when she did it, it seems.
Does that turn you on? A woman in her 40s?
Planking?
Just planking. Being in her
40s. That's free use, dude.
Just still being alive, honestly.
That's free use. She's stuck.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Brian St. John, where can people find you?
Brian St. John sucks on Instagram.
What? That's a half-truth.
Yeah.
I regret that so much.
Why?
I was like, that's funny. I'll do that. And like, every hack comedian sucks. Yeah.
they have like a, you know, I'm not this guy, not funny.
It's better than like comedian and then your name than comedy. Yeah.
Comedian is the worst. Any kind of number, that's a kiss of death. Me? I'm Joe W. Gorman, baby.
Oh, damn. The original.
The OG, baby. Well, no, there's like a Joe Gorman, and he's like some pastor that fucking, get this, disgustingly builds houses in Africa.
Ugh.
Gross. Stop besmirching the Joe Gorman name. Burn those houses to the ground, dude.
Yeah.
And open up a fucking dispensary.
That'd be sick. There's a Matt Maron.
He raises the rent 20%
of Matt Maron who does like a car YouTube channel, Matt Maron Motoring.
Oh, yeah.
We just ask people for like feedback on different cars they want to review.
You should make one called Matt Maron Motorboats and you're just motorboating women's titties.
That's a good idea.
Brian St. John on YouTube. Who goes
around raping women and saying, better. I'm Brian St. John, the comedian that's sitting right next to you, no, Joe Gorman.
Close.
I'm
like, his son, Ryan St. John, took his like, 2-year-old baby and swung it into a wall and killed it.
Nice.
And then like, I didn't know this happened. You know, this was in Ohio like six years ago. And on Facebook one day, like a random post, this girl with Down syndrome from Ohio comments like an old post. And she's like, Brian St. John, you killed my cousin. I hope you rot in jail. And I'm like, I don't think you got the right Brian St. John. It's like very public.
Yeah.
and she's like, and then like her handler takes over her account. She's like, Becky or whatever, it's confused. But I'm like, okay, so I didn't kill anyone, right? And the handler's like, we don't know what happened. The point is, people with Down syndrome should not be made fun of. I'm like, I didn't do that yet.
not yet. I'm about to.
And then we looked it up, and it's like, this, so Ryan St. John kills the baby, and then Brian St. John's dad has like just 2 hours a day just saying it was the mom's fault that his son killed the baby.
Nice, dude. Well,
so I watched like 20 hours of this guy. It was so funny.
So what was it actually? Whose fault was it?
No, Ryan slammed the baby's head against the wall.
But what was the baby doing to earn that?
It's probably crying because its whore mother wasn't feeding it.
Damn, dude.
She's probably planking, you know? She's doing planks.
That baby's got to get his fucking life together, dude.
Yeah, he's got to get his head together.
Oh, come on, Brian, you rascal.
Thank you guys for watching. Stick around for the Patreon. We'll see you next time.
Later.
Yeah. Brian St. John, do you want to do the Patreon?
Sure.
Ooh.
Now we can talk about Ginsburg.
There you go.